the Bar Mitzvah celebration, unless Bar Mor Mitzvah.
Tonight's shiur is sponsored by Dr. Larry Farkas and family, coming to your site of Larry's father,
Yitzchak
Ben Ephraim Fishel, whose your site is?
Wasn't
Shabbos. Shabbos should have an aliyah, and our learning tonight should be Lezecher Neshmaso. We also, it's been a difficult week as far as those that needed Refuah Shlema. Amongst them, Hatino Ben Aviva, a young child who's very sick, and unfortunately there's been a number of children I've seen on the Refuah Shlema list, specifically babies who are sick, and a mother as well that people know in our community who is very ill as well, who just gave birth as well. The Rebbeinu Sholem should have rachmanis on us, and the schus of our learning should be also a melis yosha to them and their families, and should have Refuah Shlema soch shar kol Yisrael.
Amen.
Tonight's shiur, I believe, will conclude the Bar Mitzvah shiurim that we started a week ago. Next week, in Mitzvah Shem, we'll do the more controversial, which is the Bas or Bast Mitzvah celebration. And that should be quite an interesting talk, maybe 1 week or 2 weeks. We will discuss that inyun. This week, I think, from all the shiurim that we've given, is the most Labor Day. And that, of course, is the topic of the Bar Mitzvah celebration, less bar, more mitzvah. I could not take complete, even though I would like to. This is something way back when Rav Meir Goldacht would give his shiurim about the differences between America and Israel. Besides, we used to always joke, the kids that used to always come in with Snapple or whatever it was, so there was no drinking allowed in shiur, and he would joke, and he would say, big deal, the shiur's for an hour and a half, you need to have something to drink, and then, of course, he made the joke about how in America, everything's supersized, everything has to have the larger, you can't have a little Snapple that's 8 ounces, you have to have a 24, and then he said, the bar mitzvah, he goes, in America, they call it a bar mitzvah, because it's bar, there's more bar, there's less mitzvah, okay. So we're going to discuss what is the source, in fact, of the sudas of the bar mitzvah. I had this chus over the last, literally, 3 weeks, to attend two bar mitzvahs, but three, one was a kiddush, one was a bar mitzvah, one was a bar mitzvah, and I definitely saw very different ways that the bar mitzvah celebration was, in fact, celebrated. What is the makor? Very interestingly enough, we would think, you know, as I, of course, you guys know, I don't love to quote Gemaras and go orally back, so we won't have to, because there is no makor in Gemara, really. We'll see one makor. And in fact, in Gemara, but nothing explicit that talks about the suda of the bar mitzvah. And many would assume that that is the, quote-unquote, the ikur of the suda. Of course, when we, you know, we have to take pause for a moment, so clearly we're not going to discuss what I believe is obvious to everybody. Just to start off by saying that, unfortunately, just this week, a certain Jewish paper in our community had a supplement of the bar mitzvah section, they call it. If you go through the first 5 pages, it is unbelievable who is advertising for bar mitzvahs. You know, Yankee Stadium and the Ice House and the Chelsea Piers and all these different places. Mamish unbelievable. And we know the New York Times, a famous article a few years ago, that non-Jewish people are starting to have bar mitzvahs now as well because it's so much fun. So clearly, when we talk about bar mitzvah, we're talking about a suda that is a suda chadah to the Ribono Shel Olam. We'll see for what exactly. And that, of course, should be the ikar. We will discuss about whether or not it can be postponed. There is a dichotomy in customs. There is a very yeshivish custom that the bar mitzvah must be done. The celebration has to be done ba'osu hayom. So bo bayom, if the child is a Wednesday night or it's a Tuesday night, whatever it is, that's when you have the bar mitzvah. And if it's not convenient for people, so same thing for a bris. If that day of the bris isn't convenient, so what are you going to do? Same thing for pidyon ha'bein. We'll see the connection later on tonight. So that's one manda amra. Then there's actually a strong minhag to wait till the Shabbos and to have something daft on Shabbos. We spoke about this idea of Harovim Hadras Melech, the reason why the father, last week we said, waits to say Baruch Hashem Bartranim Yon Shem Shel Zu till there's a minyan, and they wait possibly until Shabbos, is because of this overwhelming idea that he should do it in front of a kehila, in front of people. However, there is, of course, the third minhag, which we'll discuss as well, where, we realize it's impossible to have people get together on a Tuesday. It's just not going to happen. So you want to make it on a Motzei Shabbos, so you want to make it on a Sunday night, so we'll discuss exactly where that falls in line. The Magen Avraham discusses this. This is really based on two main sources, as we'll see. One of them is the Marshal, who's the first to quote this, and the second being the Zohar, and we'll see in Medrash Rabbah as well. The Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Chaf Hei, we quoted the Siman 2 weeks ago when we spoke about Baruch Shem Patrani. When we spoke about it, so we said that the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about when do you say Shechianu, and the Ramah adds in about this bracha that we say. The Ramah actually mentions nothing about a Suda's Mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham picks up on this in source number one. Hainu, what are we talking about? When is he Bar Mitzvah? Ben Yud Gimel Yom Echa, the Achshav Nogu Levarech, B'Shah She'anar Mitzvahim, as we know, O Korah B'Shabbos Rishona, right? So we see both of these ideas. She'az Nodel Rabim Shu Bar Mitzvah. Fine. Then he says, what's important, Kasub B'Lakutim, it says as follows, She'mitzvah Ala Adam La'asos Sudus B'Yom Shanasa Bova Mitzvah. That there is an inyan to make a suda, and we could, if you want to be meduyak in the Lashon, it's quite clear, on the day that he becomes a bar mitzvah boy, to make a suda. Kiyom shenichnas l'chupa, because we compare this day as a chasana, day of a chasana. So we'll see that that's an actual comparison. And nobody would imagine, as a person would say, that, oh, we're getting married on Tuesday night, and we'll have the actual suda, we'll have it a few weeks later. Doesn't seem to make sense. And furthermore, we know the great length that we go to have, of course, a beautiful chasana. So there's a comparison over here. Because he's entering the 14th year, right? And explains what this based on. He explains based on the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Imnar Darish Havei Zesudas Mitzvah, right? So we'll see, very interesting, that this is in a very important line. And if the Bar Mitzvah boy is Darish, right, he has a shtikl Torah, he has a pshetl, whatever you want to call it, that's called the Suda Smith, Rafi Lo'enu Ba'osa Yom. So this line that the Magen Avraham quotes, we have to kind of define what exactly he means over here. Meaning? Yeah. Oh, that's the question. The question is, from the line over here, does he say, Z'im Hanar Darish, Habez Suda Smith, Rafi Lo'enu? Or is he saying that even if it's not on the day, don't worry about it, it could be on any day, as long as there is some sort of shtikl Torah. In general, we have given the shiurim about the union of Suda's Mitzvah, as it applies, certainly, to the 3 weeks and Sfirat HaOmer. And we discussed that the Nachkamina, there's a famous Chavos Yoyer that goes on pages and pages in the Shelos Teshuvos about how do we define a Suda's Mitzvah, and he speaks disparagingly about those that are not. One of the nafkaminas lahalach, as we said, is about the 3 weeks, 3 weeks, 9 days, and the Sfirat HaOmer. And one nafkamina is the general idea that Talmidei Chachamim should not attend Sudas that are not Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, you will find, purposely, that Talmidei Chachamim will sometimes come to some of these Sudas and give a Malos Tov and quickly leave. Because it's not really called, this is not a place that the Talmidei Chachamim belongs. That's one of the machlokas, by the way, Chavos Yoyer actually discusses this. What do we consider the suda of the what do you call it? The not the sharing. The Friday night. Shalom Zafir. The Shalom Zafir. Is that considered a Suda's Mitzvah? So the Chavos Yoyer entertains it, and based on that, so some have the minug. I think everybody has the minug that there's an inyan that a person should be careful to have something to eat at the because it could be a Suda's Mitzvah. What do I mean by that? This is true by a bris as well. Any Suda's Mitzvah that you attend obligates you to eat something. And according to Kabbalah... Right. Oh. So that's a Shiloh. Wait, does that... Oh, so that's the question. So I've been to many Shalom Zachas in my life. I've never been to one that had Mamish, you sat down and you had washed, because most do not consider it that level Suda's Mitzvah. It could be that it... The question is, this is a whole other shiur, but how exactly do we define Suda in itself? We, on our minds, always think washing because we think about Shabbos. But the truth is, if you go to other sudas, for example, Purim, so one could actually entertain, although we are machmir, that it might not be even Sudas Yontif. There could be a possibility to say, no, that's not necessarily, sudas is not necessarily defined that way. And therefore, when we go to a bris, even if one is not able to eat mamish at the bris itself, so the great minhag of the 8-day caterers is in fact a great minhag, and that is to have bags, take it with you. Not just because you're cheap, but because, yeah, it should be that when you come to work, you don't have time, so you get to work, you wash, and you have a suda. It's your mishat even the suda. Okay. Right? And this is, of course, the famous thing by the Tanis Bechayrim, right? That the person has to have from the suda itself. Because the whole reason why you're not fasting is because of the suda smitzvah. We discussed the shayla, that I think was the Minchas Yitzchak who raised, that if a person, in fact, goes to, this always happens, I told you the story about B'nai Yishurin, they never can get it right about how many Dunkin' Donuts to order. And you go ahead, and they finish, and you go outside, and there's 500 people hoarding, and there's that little kid who's not even bar mitzvah, and he's not even a bechor, and he's eating like a whole thing of munchkins, and you go, there's nothing left. So okay, so you go home and you have your thing. The Minchas Yitzchak questions whether or not you actually might have to fast, because you didn't have from the Seudas Mitzvah. It's an important idea to keep in mind. I don't think any... Right. Yeah. Right, okay, very good. Right, very, very good. So it seems to be that even according to the Chavos Yar, and he in this tshuva when he entertains it, he doesn't think that it's that it's that level. He thinks that it's mutter, and that's why Rabbanim goes to this. There are other reasons why you know Shalom Zachar, but you're correct, and that's probably why we say that Avelim should not go, because we don't define it on that level. It's very questionable. To the point, we do say that it might be through this mitzvah, so make sure to have something to eat. But we don't say that you would have to have a shear of mezonos, let's say, which we might say by that. So that's a good point. So that's the question, how we define it, and whether or not, according to this Magen Avraham, again, quoting these Mefarshim, the Marshal, for example, if a person, in fact, can have it on another day, as long as he's Dorish. And it might not even be that the child has to be Dorish, there has to be some sort of Divrei Torah. For example, by Chanukah, we know that there's no Inyan of Suda by Chanukah. So what do we say? We know the Mishnah Berurah writes, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that when it comes to Chanukah, we say, well, if he sings Shir Gishbachos, the Tishbachos, so that's considered like a Sudas Mitzvah. So one could entertain the same thing over here, that's what we're worried about. That even though on another day it might not be called a Sudas Mitzvah, but if the child is going to be learning after this, is a tremendous mitzvah. It's a tremendous simcha that the child has reached the age that he can be done or something.
But
I will
say Tachon.
Oh, we'll see that. Yeah. But I will admit, though... Right, so that's where it's a little bit tricky. Right, are we going to say... So I think the answer to that is absolutely not. And that's where the Bar Mitzvah comes into play. Because if you have a case where you have, for example, a person has a, I don't know, let's just give you an example, a 37th birthday party, right? So there's no mucker that you could have, should have a party on the 37th birthday. There's nothing wrong with it, but he invites everybody and he writes to the Rav of his shul, so on and so forth. And there's a lot of things going on at this birthday party. And now, all of a sudden, in the middle of the thing, he gets up and he goes, my Rav told me that the only way it'll come is if I give it the Dvar Torah. So I want to tell you, this week's parasha is by Yidaber Hashem or Moshe Lemor. You know, whatever, or give the Dvar Torah. So that's not called a Sudas Mitzvah, because it's not surrounded around, I know we could you know, pick needles here and then figure it out, but the bottom line is that what defines a Suda is what exactly is going on at that Suda. And that could be about the Bar Mitzvah as well. If it's a crazy thing at Yankee Stadium, and the rabbi said, make sure you give it the Dvar Torah, and for 30 seconds he gives it the Dvar Torah, that doesn't make it a Sudas Mitzvah. It has to be, and I think that's why Chanukah, that's what we're talking about here, that what's going on at this Suda, and that's what defines the Suda's Mitzvah. Fine. So the second source, which many quote, is the Bereishis Rabba. We quoted actually another one 2 weeks ago, when it came to, but it's the same pasuk. And the pasuk is, Vayigdal Hayelad Vayigamal, Vayigdal Hanorim, is really from Bereishis Rabba here. So he says, Rabbi Yeshua says, what does it mean that Avraham made this big party? He said he made a mishnah when Yitzchak, it looks like, stopped nursing. Rabbi Hoshea, Omar, Shenigmal, what does it mean that he finished? Miyetzahara. So many interpret this to mean, Yetzahara, we're talking about the age of 13. We're not talking about the age of 2. We actually discussed when we gave the shir about upsharing, so we discussed that this is one of the bases for an upsharing, because he's going into the third year. It was a little bit tricky because here it was definitely the second year, and that there are those based on this that make a party for the second birthday because that's when the child is nichnas l'mitzvos, because he's, even though technically he might have been breastfeeding from the beginning, it's considered a special time. But one of the manda umras, where Moshe says that this is talking about then, and everybody interprets him to say the Yitzhar is talking about the age of 13, that now he's reached the age of mitzvos. And then we see the idea, you can read through it, but Yatsa Avram Mishta Godol. Right, what kind of mishnah? He goes, they invited everybody, and we compare this to, this is the suit of the mishnah gadol, we have our melech mishnah gadol. I mean, this was a big, lavish thing. This is a very serious thing, and this is an important afkamina lahalacha. Are we going to say that suit of the bar mitzvah is only, you invite a few family members, and that's it. Well, you don't have to go crazy. But it's a mishnah gadol, so maybe we can compare that to that as well. The Piskei Tshuva jumps in over here and says something quite interesting in source number 3, and he's talking about when it comes to the suda of Siyum Masechta, he says, the Sudas Bar Mitzvah Mashna So based on what it says in the Perek Meruba, Shazira Kesiyah Masechta, right? It's just like a Siyah Masechta. V'hainu, im anar darish, if the child gives a vort, he gives a pshetel, oh, shehu mamish b'yoso yom, right? So that's Kesiyah Nasi Bar Mitzvah, that's called the Siddhas Mitzvah. So here he defines it, and the Pesach Yeshiva says no. First of all, I would say, as we'll see, the opposite way. Is it that we say that this is no better than a Siyah Masechta, or I would flip it around and say, no, Bar Mitzvah is on a much higher level, and a Siyah Masechta, that's also called a Siddhas Mitzvah. Here, Bisketchu is saying, no, it goes with the Oso Hayom, it has to be on the day, Bo Bayom, or he's Dorish something. Again, to set the standard of what it should be. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to agree with this idea. The Mishnah Berurah says in source number 4, in Reish Chaf Hei as well, Mitzvah al-kol al-ha'adam la'aso suda bayom, sheneseh b'no bar mitzvah. Kiyom sheniklas l'chufa. Right? This we saw based on the Magen Avram. Because he's reaching the age of into the 14th year. B'tama suda. What's the reason for the suda? B'shem da'achshav na'aseh ish Yisrael. Sheneseh b'mitzvah satorah. B'im nere dorish ha'veh sudas mitzvah filo eino b'osa yom. Basically quotes what the Magen Avram says. The only difference that I see is something interesting just to point out, possibly, is that one could say from this, a very interesting question, I maybe never thought about it, I certainly didn't until now. Look at the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Mitzvah la'adam la'aso suda b'yom shenasa b'no bar mitzvah. The question becomes, who is the chiv of the bar mitzvah on? Let's say, for argument's sake, you have a child who was on one of these famous shows that you win a lot of money. So, he won a lot of money. And I was about to say, who wants to be a millionaire? I was like, wow, that's really dating myself. So no. What's the other one? Let's make a deal? No, I'm kidding. So the, so he's on the, he's, I know, he's, right. It was $125,000 when I grew up. So the pyramid. No, so the kid wins a lot of money. The kid happens to be, the kid has more money than the father has. He's got it stored in the bank. I told you the story about my friend in that book. My friend, my year in Israel, so he disclosed to me some really sad news. We were all talking about how much money do we make at our bar mitzvah. Obviously, it had been years before, and now we finally see it to fruition. It's in our bank, you know, so on and so forth. Did you get enough money to buy a car? You know, in those days at least, they didn't have Lexus, you know, to buy something. But so all of a sudden, my friend pipes up, and he says, I don't have enough money to buy anything. I go, what do you mean you have enough money to buy anything? He goes, well, my parents said, shenichlus bola mitzvahs, now that you've reached the age of mitzvahs, you've also reached the age to pay for things in the house. We need a new refrigerator, we need a new oven. Shkoyach. You know, if you want, we'll put a plaque on it if you want, but that's what you're buying for your family. I was dumbfounded by that, but I made a note of it. So, Mr. Shem, in 7 years from now. Yeah, okay. So Weiter. So, that's the question in the Mishnah Berurah over here. The question is, okay, so if it's the chiv, so if it's chiv of the son or chiv of the father, what's the real nafkamin over here? Not if the son's going to pay or not. The real nafkamin is beautiful. The real nafkamin can be if it's the chiv of the son. And that the son is the one, as you said about the Levush last 2 weeks ago, about who should really make the bracha. If the chiv is really on the son, that this is the day that he's reached the age of mitzvahs, so he should do it, then what? The father can make the bar mitzvah with his own meiser money. Possibly. Yeah.
It's possible that maybe instead of the focus they're leaning on that it's suda shal mitzvah, that it's suda shal simcha.
Yeah. But that's a Suda's mitzvah, no?
It doesn't. I mean, there are not every Suda mitzvah is similar.
Correct. So that's a good point. The point is that Yanki makes a good point, and that is that there are we can say that there are two levels, Svei Dinam, by Suda's mitzvah. One of them, of course, being that it's a Suda's mitzvah, and one, which is a higher level, because I think that the Yom, the Chasana, is one of the highest levels of a Suda, as we know. And that's the Suda Shal Simcha as well. And we know the Chiyuvim that are there. Besides the Chiyuv to wash, and then the difficulty about whether or not you can leave for the Sheva Brachas, and then there's a Chiyuv to Mitzvameachas and Makala because of that Inyan of Simcha. So the question is, it's similar to the Bar Mitzvah. Then who are you supposed to be dancing in front of? The father or the Bar Mitzvah boy? Right. Okay. So the Elia Rabba here in source number 5, this is the Elia Rabba again from 2 weeks ago that didn't think the Levush was so Mechudishtik. We said 2 weeks ago that the Levush had this unbelievable Chiddush, that the bracha should really be said by the son, because the son is happy that finally he doesn't have to suffer for the averus of his father. If, God forbid, his father had done something so he could get the averus. We said this was difficult because not only is that a downer on what the bar mitzvah should be, but more than that, it's not true. The son could still suffer for the sins of the father. Anyway, he then comments and says, again, the Yalkut Chazah says, Mitzvah lasu bar mitzvah, lebeno, kiyom shenichas lechupo, mashma, dahayna biyom, this must be when he's, again, 13 and one day. Because of biyam shoshlomo, based on the Gemara and Baba Kamas, we've quoted already a few times, hanar darish, habezah su this mitzvah. Afilu eno bosa yom, beikar hatama suda, kasa mishum, godam su bosa. Not sure why nobody quoted this until now, but many quote this idea as well. That there's an Indian, the Gemara tells us, godam su bosa. Until now, he was, right, a mitzvah of enosa, right? We have many times this famous idea, right? What's better? Is it better to be mitzvah of enosa? What? Eno mitzvah, sorry. Is it better, thank you. Somebody's listening. So is it better to be Eno Mitzvah, sorry, the bar mitzvah, let's retract. The bar mitzvah boy is now Mitzvah V'Osa. He was Eno Mitzvah V'Osa, as we have many times by, for example, women. And therefore, that's on a higher level. Even though conceptually you might think that's not true, we say that it's no. Mitzvah V'Osa is on a higher level. And that because of that, that's what the Ikar Suda is. If you hold like the El Yeraba, that the Suda is because of Mitzvah V'Osa, so maybe it's the Suda that's Mutal Al HaBen and not Mutal Al HaB. And the father, out of the goodness of his heart, of course, is paying for it, and in many cases, a lot of money for it. So that would be the question about the Maaser money, which we won't get involved in because it's very tricky in itself. Comes along the Ben Ish Chai, which we saw 2 weeks ago, the beginning part of it, here in Parshas Re'eh. So he says, in source number 6, what should happen on that day? We said that he doesn't make the bracha b'shem l'malchus, but he should think the bracha, v'yishtadu l'asa suda l'hov ureyim. He should make a suda for his good friends and those that he loves. V'yazim bov tamidei chachamim, rabbanim should be invited, v'yavar v'suda v'simcha kiyad, Hashem hatova alav. What's the suda? Shum zuzu yiyah. Right, so this is a Sadigarler Yisrael, the Melis Yosher from the Yisrael, because Rabbanu Shalom, we're saying to the Rabbanu Shalom, Ra'ay Bincha, look at my son, Kama Hem Sumechim Al Asher Nichnos Bo Mitzvotecha. We, and I'm being as serious as possible, we take this for unbelievably for granted. That we don't, even for a moment, we should stop and realize that the odds are totally against this child being in the old mitzvot. And the fact that there's a child from the 1% of the Jews that exist in the world, and from that percentage, from, which is obviously a much smaller percentage, so that's a tremendous simcha. And we hope that by then, if he's already following the ways, that he'll continue in those ways. And therefore, it's a tremendous, tremendous simcha. Rabbi Neuberger often says when he gives the bracha to the grandparents, so the tremendous bracha is to see, especially the grandparents that came from Europe, so many of them had no choice. And many grandparents that came had to be Machal Shabbos, that you had to work on Saturday. And that the bracha that we take for granted is that, look, these grandparents who Baruch Hashem kept the Shabbos, what's their reward? Not only do their children keep the Shabbos, not only have grandchildren keep the Shabbos, in many cases, great-grandchildren, that's a tremendous bracha. And that's what he says over here as well. The Suzan Nukra Sudas Mitzvah, right? And you don't make a bracha B'Shem Malchus. We said this question about the Shechiyanu, but maybe we should, right? And he says that Gedolim, so those should come and Yunichu Yedeyam, Al Roshah, Yurchu also, should give them Berachas Kalanim, should give them different brachas. Fine. And then he should be Dorish or Dibre Toy. Yidras Dover be Icho Matoy. Right? There's an Indian they should speak about something that has to do with Bar Mitzvah. Something that has to do with all mitzvahs. If the Imlav, Yidras Sha'av, if he can't do it, the child should do it if he can. And if not, the father does it, or Talmud Chacham. Not a lot of Dafka, it has to be. Right? And he talks about the Shechiyah. So this Ben Ish Chai is a little bit more uplifting of understanding the reason. It is a tremendous Simcha as well. And again, he brings this Indian that there should be a drush over here. There should be something said of Dibre Torah. Now that only appears to me to mean that we're again a little bit nervous over here, whether or not how much of the Suda Smitzvah is, except for the obvious ones, like the Bris Milah, and the Pidyon HaBen, and the Chuppah, and the Chasana, so those, you don't need anything going on. Those are Suda Smitzvahs defined, that's the way it is, it's one of the life cycles of the Jewish people, and it's a Suda Smitzvah. Here, we see already there's a little bit of a question, and therefore we require that drasha, the Dvar Torah. Kafa Chaim comments in source number 7, very interestingly enough. What is the reason for this? Ve'atam, she'mitzvus la'asos suda b'yom z'shinez v'b'no, is what the Machzor Shekel writes on Bava Kama, comments on this Magen Avraham. and also in Kedushin. Amar Rav Yosef, Hashtarat, again, this idea, Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef, right? That idea, as we saw. Yesh L'Asel Suda K'mo Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef made a Suda, because now Gadol Mitzvah V'Yosef. Then he quotes the Zohar, that says this as well. I actually split in the side of the Zohar, Zohar Chodesh and Bereshit. Shabiyom Shunichlas, Rabbi Lezel, Lishnas Yudalad, Rashbi Zeman, he already made a big thing when his son became, he made a big Suda. So we see already the Makar from many, many years ago. Then he writes, in the end, the last underlying part, Umitan, Mishum Shirzachil, Shnas Yudalad. So then he gives, you think the Ben Ishchai, he gives his own interpretation on this. He says, what happens, Yudal Zacha, L'Bechinas Nishamas Kiyadua. Right now he has Bechira, and the Bechina of the Nishama Kiyadua, the Imkain Nogim Lidrosh. So he's proves to everybody that he's a firm Jew. He's Darish. He gives the vort. He gives the shtickle Torah. La'asel Suda. Right? He makes a big Suda. B'yom shenichlas l'bar mitzvah k'day. Sh'ayidei esek ha-Torah mitzvah. Right? It should be again. L'chvot shenichlas l'mitzvah yizkev. Right? You're starting off on the right foot. And that's the way you're starting your life. That's the way you're starting your bar mitzvah age. Is you're Darish. So then, of course, you'll have all the great things and all the brachas, so on and so forth. So this Kav HaChaim, again, uplifting to what the point of the Bar Mitzvah is. The Drasha is the central theme of the Bar Mitzvah, according to that, as opposed to maybe it's just me, some of the Bar Mitzvahs we might have been at in our own lives, where, in fact, there was less mitzvah and more bar, or other things. But the Drasha is, in fact, there. The Drasha is there. And the Drasha should be a central theme. I remember, quite fondly, many years ago now, when I had the schuz, I happened to be in Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Goldach's son was being bar mitzvahed, Aviad, so it goes like many years ago, and Rav Shlomo Zalman was there. Shlomo Zalman Arbach, he's very, very close to Shlomo Zalman, and it's the famous, I never told the story, but famous picture that was taken. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, I was a young bacher then, so I didn't care as much about shaking Rav Shlomo Zalman's hand as I did to make sure there was a picture of it, and for some odd reason, Rav Goldach pointed this out to me after, that he said, did you notice where Shlomo Zalman was looking in your eyes? He was holding your hands. He goes, it was unbelievable. And I said, yeah, but the picture didn't come out. Because some very nice person decided to kind of jump in front of me, and all you see is where Shlomo Zalman shaking somebody's hand. It is my hand. I have the picture. Then a year later, when the Bar Mitzvah photos came out, Rav Goldach had a gorgeous, beautiful picture of it. And he said, you know, when we make copies of it, we're going to have the picture of you and Shlomo Zalman. I never got the picture. My father still, who goes to a shir all the time, wants to ask him for that picture. It actually looks absolutely nothing like me anymore, because I was much, much skinnier in those days, so nobody would believe it. But that was that. And I was the one, though, who had the schutz of taking the only picture that I know, because Rav Schechter and the Shlomo Zalman met each other. And from the picture I have in my home, very, very warm. I was right in front of them when I took the picture. Very, very warm greeting. They were speaking and learning. But I remember when Shlomo Zalman sat down, that was the big ikar, is that he gave him the Maor Makomos that Aviad was going to say the his Shtickle Torah, and he looked it over. Imam looked it over. It was a sheet, and he was looking it over. Oh, he sees what he's talking about. You know, that, again, to me, that meant that this is the ikar. This is the part of the Suda that makes it into a Suda Mitzvah. Yeah.
Right. Good. So this is the question as well. Last week at Kenny's Bar Mitzvah, so one of our neighbors who's not yet from, although we're working on her, so she said to me, you know, I didn't think that the Reform were as from as, I didn't know they were firmer than the Orthodox. I said, well, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean? She says, my son, he was Bar Mitzvah in a Reform temple. He did a lot more than this kid did. He lay in the Haftorah, I think it was on Friday night, but he lay in the Haftorah, he did this, he did that, he wore a talis, all these things that they think of. They said the truth is that they should know, obviously he did that the week before, but the Bar Mitzvah should be about him getting an Aliyah. That's it. Nowadays, I really believe this, because I'm a product of this, I think it's very difficult that every child has to aspire to a level of laying his entire parsha. And furthermore, Mordechai Yeager had, the longest Haftorah. The Haftorah is as long as the parsha. So it's very, very difficult that we make children do this. That's number one. But number two is, so what about the drasha? Can he say anything? So
the truth is that many drushas now, and I could speak for from experience, many drushas now are clearly written by somebody else and read by the bar mitzvah boy, and he understands absolutely nothing what he's saying. So I can't answer that question. I thought maybe someone would answer that, but I'll just throw it out there. So what exactly is that considered? Is that any better than him not saying a drusha? The next question is going to be, which we'll see, we're going to see in the Tales of Truth, you can turn the side over, is this question of, correct, is that maybe we should postpone it, maybe we should wait a little bit of time. And we'll see in certain scenarios where we're going to allow that.
I don't know if you just kind of turned over, but Magen Avraham from the top says, Dim Hanar Doresh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. But we think the Magen Avraham there is talking about having it on another day. That it seems to be that the first source is really the Marshal, who says that the Seudas Mitzvah of a Bar Mitzvah on the day of the Bar Mitzvah creates the status of a Seudas Mitzvah. However, right, and again, what's the Nafka meaning? I'll give you the biggest Nafka meaning, which we'll see in a moment, which is, what about if the child's Bar Mitzvah day is on the 9 days? Right? I don't know if anybody's ever been to that. Clearly that could happen. Spheres, so those different things. But 9 days is even better, right? Can you have the meat? Are we going to allow it? So that's going to be the question. But you're correct. You're correct. According to the Magen Avraham, if you did it on another day and the child was not ready to give the drasha, and the father gave it or the rav gave it,
or maybe the father wrote it, I don't know.
Right. So maybe that's not a Seudas Mitzvah. Interesting. Comes along source number 8. You saw the Yeshur and Rav Felder. Felder had this chus of one time what?
Senior.
This is senior. What did you say? The Yeshur? Yeah. The one, I think the one in Philly's alive.
Right.
Yeah, so he wrote Moedei Yeshurin? Right. Okay. So, right, he also did. This Rav Ehrenfelder, and what's the son's name? Anyway, so, it's Rav Felder. Gedalia Felder is the one from, is the father. Right, so Gedalia Felder is the one that wrote, I'm sorry, as well as you said, Yeshurin, his son, who was a poskim in his own right, was one of the poskim for the Chavkei, so he, lives in
Northeast.
So he writes the Yisod Yeshurin, which is an unbelievable statement in itself, and Marshal, who Arishon Amigdali Aposkim, Makosov, right? So that's an important thing, by the way, is that, you know, we lose, unfortunately, we lose light of, where these sources come from. We see it in the Mishnah Berurah, he says, it's Seudas Bar Mitzvah. He says, no, let's find out what the original source, the Marshal, which is a pretty good source for Ashkenazic Jewry. Al Kima V'Arba Meruva Sasuda V'Dati Ein V'Dato, Ein L'Cha Suda Gedola Mizeh. And he writes that. The Marshal says there's no Suda greater than that, which the Magen Avraham actually does not quote. Right? There's no Suda greater than that. And then he says, V'Osim Simcha V'Nosim L'Makam Shebach V'Odah Shezachal Enar Liyos Bar Mitzvah. The Gedola HaMitzvah, Gedola HaMitzvah V'Yoseh, Ala V'Av, right? So it's a very, very important day. Right? And he writes, V'Osim V'Av, Zivah Shegedola Ad Ata Lachniso B'Bris HaTorah Aleha. Right? This is the time. Yeah, you brought him into the Bris of Amar Avinu, but now it's the Bris of Torah. Right? Harei Lecha Dila Dato Hu Suda Sudas Mitzvah. Right? This is called Nikra Sudas Mitzvah. Mayu Ada Makor L'Dvarav Lotzion. Right? He doesn't say where does he get it from? Where's the source? The Kinnera, he says it must be, and this is he didn't come up with this, many others did. HaMidrash Shadarash Al, this is the Midrash that we quoted, of course, in Bereishis. V'yidu La'yelad V'yigamal, right again, V'yidu La'na'arim also. This idea of the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah, as we said, is talking about when he reached the age of 13. He says, look in the Torah Shlomo, writes of this in Arichas. Then he also saw in the Zohar, as I quoted, the Zohar HaChadash, the highest Yom, but this is a Yom, as we said, like a Yom Tov of the Rabbanim, this is a very special day itself. He saw the Magen Avraham quotes this as well. He does quote one other source, Kinavar, who writes, Shehevi Sheyesh Chiyav Gadol La'asos Mishta V'Simcha V'Oso Hayom, Ki Yesh Nachas Ruach La'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Oso Hayom, again, the Nachas Ruach is on that day. Then he goes into a whole thing about others who question this. And we said the Chavos Yar, he says it's to this mitzvah, but how much of a level, if it's on a different day, so on and so forth. But then he writes something which is very nice as well, and he writes, Nosif. So we can make the comparison over here. He writes, the Seudas Bar Mitzvah, Muskeret V'Yachid Im, Tachanus, right, the Seudas Bris, Pidyon Avedu, Kadomeh. what is the similarities over here? He says he really thinks that this, in fact, is very similar. Why? So he says that Machanis is also betoch tkinus hanogu akilos, and he says, what is it? So he quotes in the Nahar Mitzrayim, we quoted this before, about the minog, the Mitzrayim, shebiyom, shemischanech sham hanar, the mitzvos tfilin, ein noflim al panayim b'shachros. And we said that he came to Eretz Yisrael, and he wrote that this was the minog Eretz Yisrael. And then many commented on him, who are you? You came from Egypt. This isn't the minog Eretz Yisrael, minog Yerushalayim. He wrote, this is not the minog Yerushalayim. What are you talking about? I will admit that Rav Moshe finds he does have a truth about this, and he does say, to the surprise of many, that you should not say Takan on the day of the Bar Mitzvah. This is very much not followed. It's not followed. It could be maybe because we put tefillin on earlier. I'm not sure.
In Israel, it's part of
Right. So in Eretz Yisrael, correct. In Eretz Yisrael, it could be that now it's become the Minhag Yerushalayim. There are places that do not say Tachanun on the day of a Bar Mitzvah. Just keep that in mind. Listen, I spent all of last week in a Chassidish Minyan where I unfortunately brought Rabbi Salosky, who was looking for a Minyan one morning. So I brought him. It happened to be Monday, and there was no Tachanun. He said, Yisgadol Shemayit Abba, right? No Tachanun. So Rabbi Salosky, I told him before as I walked him, I said, they're not going to say Tachanun, I'm telling you right now. So he said to me, should I be chutzpahdik and ask why? So I said, no, you shouldn't be chutzpahdik. I'll be chutzpahdik. I'll ask for you. So I asked the guy, I go, no, why no tachanun? He says, what do you mean, why no tachanun? Look at all the guests that are here. People that are coming from far and wide. What a simcha, no tachanun. That's what he said. The real reason was, even a better reason, that they have a klal in that shul. Now you can understand that everybody there is like 80 and above. That any time there's a yurtzeit of anybody, and someone brings tikkun, you don't say tachanun. Why? Because who am I to say that the yurtzeit of your father is different than the yurtzeit of a great rebbe, right? So let's keep in mind. We shouldn't have tachanun on Shabbos. So, right. This was a very interesting week, and right. That was also Shkia. Happened to be this year was not as bad. Shkia was like at 5:50, and they announced mincha for 6:00. So I told Rabbi Soloski there's other places you could daven. 6:00 was the other minyan across the street, the Deja Shul. They daven at 6:30 mincha. That's even better. So at least you could daven Meir. If they daven Meir right after, you could. That's really even Rabbi Natan probably. It's okay. It's fine. So he says here, and he compares it. Besides the Natachon, and he says it's like a chasana. She was Palos Shamanar, right? It's like the, of course, a chasana. Everybody says it. And he compares it. Chasana is Yochan Per. He's considered a pear, and that's the tefillin. Per Chodesh Alecha, right? Of course, this is very similar to the tefillin. And he says that we know that it says, like, Hudim Haisa Oru V'simcha, V'sasam Ikar, Oru V'zeh Torah, V'sasam Zemnila, V'ikar Zeh Tefillin. So then there's many, many similarities. Fine. We'll end off with three tshuvas in brief. Just pick them out of a hat. The first one is the Tzitz Eliezer, which asks the question about the following thing we touched upon in the first shiurim about the time of the Bar Mitzvah. So he says as follows, the time of the Bar Mitzvah, so he says, here's the following thing. Remember we discussed what happens if Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, so we don't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos, so we fast on Yud B'Av. So now it's Yud B'Av, but the child's Bar Mitzvah is on Yud B'Av itself. Should he fast or not? So this is a question that many have discussed, because the truth is that he really wasn't mechuyev to fast, because he was fast on Shabbos, and now he wasn't Bar Mitzvah on the day he was mechuyev to fast. We made it to another day. So that's the question he asked. And he says, well, wait a minute. Maybe somebody wanted to suggest, lepater mi lesanazeh, shenasa Bar Mitzvah, biyomzeh, biyoshazeh, yom simchosah. But Doma, right, this is a big day of simcha. It's similar. He said if you have a bris, there's a shiloh, if you bris, this is a halacha l'maisa. If a bris happens on Yud Ba'av, you have a bris, unbelievable. You got to plan this out pretty well, but the Avi HaBein doesn't fast. Even the baby doesn't even fast. No, the baby, the mother hopefully is not fasting either. What? The moil, yeah, and the moil. We've got a lot of people. The moil. So I actually went to a bris like this. I was in NCSY cross country, and there was a bris like this, and everybody packed in, they made a bris, and we, being NCSY people, we were under the understanding that they did it after chatzos, we were under the understanding that everybody would be able to eat. That's what we thought. So we're waiting, like, this is taking a long time, whatever, and everybody's simcha, and the Avi Abayin, he's all shaved, it's beautiful, what's simcha, we're waiting. Finally, like, it got annoying already, we asked our madrasa, we're like, when are we going to get the food? He says, you're going to get the food tonight. We're very upset. So fine. So he says that maybe you're going to say that. It's a tremendous simcha day, and therefore you should do it. He says, "Sudas mitzvah she'oisin ain't sudas gadol mizeh." Right? This is what he says. But then he writes, "Ladati hagam shematzina lamagen avram shehitzer over sudas bar mitzvah lochel baser." We know that the halacha is, this will answer our question, that during the 9 days, in fact, you're allowed to have baser. Although, in another truth, the Sitz Eliezer points out that there were those who were very much opposed to this. For example, the truth of Ma'arim Brisk says, what would really be the difference? We can make it maybe a week later. It's not so mistaber. We'll see exactly why. But there are those that have the minhag that you can do it, and you have a sudas mitzvah, sudas bar mitzvah, lochel baser b'yom shein oichlin baser. And the Yad Ephraim he quotes on this, and then he quotes the Ma'arim Brisk, but I said, as I said before, he wasn't so sure of the Ma'arim Brisk. Aval ha'hatu mishum kach gam shel lesanus? Sheninchle kach, come on, it can't be. He doesn't buy it. Oh, okay, so that's the, okay, milchik man. That's another question about how we define a sudas mitzvah in itself. We saw it a chasana. Right, no, so right. If a sudas mitzvah is defined as simcha, ain't simcha elu b'basar. Ain't simcha elu b'yayin, but, so it should be both then. That's the famous shiloh about the bris milah. Okay, you can make a good question about the bris milah. Why don't we have bris milahs with?
We do.
With meat. Right, so if you're in Brooklyn, you definitely do. There were a few, I did attend the bris here that had meat, although there was not supposed to be turkey, and there was, but there was meat as well, and at chasanas, by the way, I saw this in a tshuva, that really, if you hold it, it should be basar, it should really be basar behema. So I forgot who he said this in the name of. So they made a pshara that it doesn't have to be basar behema for everybody. It's expensive, basar behema. Right? Meat is expensive. And Eretz Yisrael, this was Shiloh was opposed to. They said all you need to do is have a minion of people that eat meat. Can you imagine that? Would you like the chicken or the prime rib? Prime rib. Oh, sorry, ran out of it. 10 people won. Okay, fine. So then he says, Yenzos lech nova einan lahosif od lahati bar mitzvah, harei kol mitzvah suda kebar mitzvahu, alzachal dios. He says, wait a minute. You're going to tell me that this boy doesn't have to fast. What's the whole point of his bar mitzvah? Shezachal dios bar mitzvah, the gadol amusuv yoseh. And now you're going to tell him, go to the musuv yoseh, and then you shouldn't do it, can't be. Yech nova mishum bepater also. It makes no sense. For that reason, I can't master it. Truba number 10. Rav Vosner was asked about what do we do about two twins. Do we make separate sudas or not? I'm familiar with it being the same suda. The inyan sudas bar mitzvah peshita shasa shneihem yechida. The kofel hodol Hashem yisparech. The Agbright, they should have their own. Don't think they're going to get out of it. I remember I was at it. And so one kid, you know, because what do you do about the laning, the Shabbos? So that, there's nothing. But you can't say, well, he's going to do the laning, and I'm going to do the drasha. No, according to this is what Rav Vosner says. They should both do the drasha. Okay, fine. I don't know how to figure that out as far as checks and stuff. And finally, the sales to Shuvas, Yabi Omer. So Yabi Omer always kind of puts us in our right place of where things should be. So he quotes, as we know, the Marashal already, the Yamshu Shloma, is the Yamshu Shloma, Shelechora ha-suda she'oysel ha-bar mitzvah, ein lecha suda mitzvah godol mizu. V'shema, so this is very interesting that this is in fact the Magen Avraham source, but he doesn't even quote this important, which seems to be a very, very important line, and then we saw it based on the Gemara and Kedushin, all this we saw already. Then he writes, so, and then he says that this is a day, it's a yantiv, shizman liyos godol, mitzvah liyos afan, again we saw, elo shadavar mitzvah gufa, im ein osin asud v'zmano, lo yishar be'enai. Rav Avad Yosef, that if it's not at the right time, I don't think it's a skidizah to this mitzvah. She'im nemar sha'af al-pi, so even though that sherubam ein lahem bezaros, so this is a tremendous, very, very difficult to say this. So Rav Avad Yosef says that even though most 13-year-olds don't really see state zaros when they're 13, so we just assume that they do. Right? We teach them the right left. Listen to this. We learned this 2 weeks ago. We questioned whether or not a child is really bar mitzvahed on the day of the bar mitzvah. We saw another Magen Avraham on this. Because do we have to assess, ask the child, check, if he saw Shtei Saras. We said by Dirabanan, the Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, we do not ask. We assume a chazaka that the child has seen Shtei Saros, no question about it. Comes along Rav Ali Yosef and he says, okay, but really, really, maybe he didn't see Shtei Saros. So why do we make a whole bar mitzvah party anyway? He says, because on that day, so that's the day we bring him to mitzvahs, no matter what. But the next day, we don't assume that he saw Shtei Saros, meaning we let him daven and do all those things. That's not a day of the simcha. Until you can determine that, that's when you want to be machmir, fine. You want to determine that the child on his bar mitzvah day didn't see Shtei Saros. I don't know how you're going to do this with the imitations. And you're going to make the bar mitzvah on that day that he's seen Shtei Saros. Unbelievable chiddush in the name of Rav Avadi Yosef. And therefore, that's the reason why he thinks that the suda should only be done on that proper day. Mamash unbelievable. In fact, the Klusenberger Rebbe in his Chuvin Divrei Yatsiv was asked a question where the father is away. The father is away somewhere. Let's say now it unfortunately becomes common where you have in the he has miluim, stomach, he can get out for bar mitzvah. But let's say he's in the army, he can't get out, right? So they was asked, is it better to do it bo bayom? The mother will make the suda? Or should they wait the father to come back? And there he passes the Klusenberger Rebbe and says, no, you should wait till the father comes back because the suda really could be for the Beis Saros. It could be for that as well, and even if it's going to be another few weeks, he thought that it was okay in that case. Interesting. He says, okay, so still it's going to be called a suda mitzvah if he's Dorish then, but if not, it's not called a suda, for sure not. He says it's just as good as having a Chanukah Habayis or something like that. If you bring him to Chinuch, it's okay. But not for me to lean on Adelim. What's the nafkamina, Larry? Exactly. The inyan of Elim, right? Ishar Lelecha, Losan Sudas Mitzvah. That's the nafkamina. Forget about Chaudia Chacham, if they could come or not. Can an Avil go to a bar mitzvah or not? Now, I know there are many different shitas on it now because of music and all these things, but he says, if it's a Sudas Mitzvah or not. So you have to call up and say, hi, I'm in a Velas, so let me ask you a question. Is this really bar mitzvah day or not? Oh, it's bar mitzvah day. Oh, that was way in the summer. Oh, wait, maybe it's the day of Shtei Saros. Can I ask you another question? No, don't ask that. So that's going to be the question. Again, this is Rav Avadi Yosef's view, not necessarily everybody else's view. He quotes in the name of Shlomo Kluger, the lo dami l'sudas bar mitzvah l'sudas bris mila v'siyam masechta. It's the same. Doesn't call suda ba mechakion mitzvah levad aval b'sudas bar mitzvah haynu mishum pidra av me'onshel lachein levorech az biruch shemotranim yotshus lezev. Rav Yehuda no aguf suda shemutiv. He says it's not the same. He says you can't compare it. According to the Shlomo Kluger, he says you can't compare this to the great Suda of Bris Mila, which is obvious. This is a different thing. This is more of a Hanos HaGuf of the Father. Because they should be trying to measure Shilzu. He says it's different in fact. Unbelievable. A few Chidushim that he says here in these few lines. But, and then he quotes whatever other Tshuvas on this idea, whether or not we consider Suda Smith or not the Avelim, and so on and so forth. So I think this has been a very fascinating series and topics in itself as well. We end off about the actual celebration itself. The Osa Yaboba Yom is an unbelievable, tremendous suda that the Magen Avraham quotes and everybody else quotes, based on probably the Medrash Rabbah and the Gemara that we saw. And then we questioned how exactly we would play this out, because the Magen Avraham does say, if he's Dorish, that's a suda mitzvah, it's not on the day. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this as well. So we questioned how exactly this plays out, what type of drasha he has to give, who gives the drasha, who really gives the drasha, that idea, so that we have to spend a little bit more of our seichel trying to figure out. We saw some very interesting tshuvas on this topic. One, the Yisod Yishurun, who says that there is a very direct comparison, as opposed to what we saw Rav Avadi Yosef say, to Bris Mila, to Pidyon HaBein, to the Chasana, that they're all connected to each other, that all their life cycles are connected to each other, and the tremendous simcha that a person sees because of his son reaching the old mitzvos now, and the nachas ruach of that. The Tzitzel Yezer, who says that we can't go as far as to say that he wouldn't be mechuyev to fast, because that's a horrible chinuch to say, now you're metuva v'osa, but you don't have to fast, because it's the 10th of Av, and you know, we're a little bit makel on that. And then the Shevet Halevi that say you should make separate sudas, because it's such a tremendous suda, simcha, that we should make two sudas for twins, and then of course this Yabiya Omer, which we had to figure out ourselves, if it's not on the day itself, how exactly and what exactly we would call this, whether it's a suda mitzvah or not, yeah?
If you notice, every single source has two components.
Yeah.
You have to be a simcha, and you have to have a drash. I mean, that's what would make it different than a suda with
the
Shabbatot. I mean,
right.
So it's two
parts. Right. I'm just not sure, according to the first Magen Avraham, whether or not he really says you have to have a drasha if it's bo bayom. I'm not sure that that's true. It's a tremendous simcha day.
What changes the if you want to put up for it at a
yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So if we go back to my idea of the aura, the aura of the day, so nobody's going to know the difference. Right. No. That's true. Right. Right. Exactly. If you're going to define this as a chasana, so nobody's going to come up. Right.
Yeah. The laying the myth itself.
The myth itself is exactly the myth itself. You do need both components.
I'm not sure. I hear Yankee's way as well that we can. I hate to say this, but there's really no. And a wedding itself is not a simple, is not a mitzvah too.
The act of doing the wedding, the mitzvah is the simcha.
What's the mitzvah? Hashu mitzvah.
I agree with you.
No. No, but it's a head. I mean, that's the whole thing. We always say this about the standing up at the chasana. I just heard, I have to mention, I heard this unbelievable tape by Reisman on this about the new wedding customs. I don't know if anybody listens to this. The Hasidic wedding customs that everybody's following of untying the shoes and untying the everything and the wearing the coat, so on and so forth. And just to point out that the coat?
Cold outside!
Right, but Robert Reisman points out that there's no source for any of these menhagim except by the Hasidim who had some sources for this, but for Ashkenazim to do it, he had a lot of difficulties with that. So, okay, you can listen, I'm not getting involved, especially when Larry's sponsoring. But just to go back to your point, and we'll end off with this, that's, I think, maybe the idea over here, is that maybe we could say, certainly according to the Marshal, is that it's such a simcha, that it's similar to a mitzvah of lachnisel b'ritzo shalom avinu, of pidyon aben, of chasana, that level, and maybe you wouldn't need a drasha. And therefore, we don't say in a chasana, you need to have a drasha. Sometimes the chasana likes to do it, because the Gemara Megillah says it's like Yom Matan Torah, okay, but certainly not needed. There's no kiyum in the mitzvah of the drasha that they do under the chuppah. That's definitely not. So that's a good question. Good. I'm glad it gives you food for thought to figure out how exactly we paskin halacha l'maisa. But be it as it may, it certainly should be more mitzvah than more bar. And there should be an inyan of a drasha, and hopefully a drasha that the child understands well.